Clear white lights. It's 14 minutes to the hour of 11, which means the pub's closed some 16 minutes ago, which means Jenny will be along fairly soon on her Putsch Bonneville 50. She'll come roaring up the road and probably say a few things. So before she gets here and things get totally out of order and out of hand, which is more than likely, actually, I shall tell you about one thing I'm thinking of doing in the near future. I've got a ZX81, one of those Sinclair little personal computer things, and I've decided I'm going to write a program for it, which will enable us to do an all-time top 10. And it'll work something like this, actually. You'll send in maybe 10 suggestions, maybe 5, but the computer will allocate marks out of something or other, haven't worked that bit out yet, which will bung your record nomination in the computer and in the order which you nominate them. So maybe sort of if you do 10, your top one will get 10 points and the last one will get 1 point. And that'll be fed into the computer where it'll be stored in the bowels of its memory bank, and it'll print out the current top 10. And the idea is it should be a totally ongoing thing. It will swallow up all the dirge, and the things which keep getting voted will just come out on top. It should be a very clever computer program. Whether it will sound good on air, I don't know. And what we might even do at the end of our broadcast, we'll run the program sort of live on air with it sort of making horrible squeaking, hooting noises. And if you've got a ZX81 with the extra RAM pack, then you can hopefully play it into your computer, and you'll be able to find out what's in the bottom of the 10. Ours will probably only print out the top ones of the list. And hopefully it should swallow up hundreds of titles and just keep pushing out the top 10. So even if we never actually read out the ones you want to nominate, then they'll still be stored in there somewhere. And perhaps one day they'll surface at the top. But that's something planned for the future, if I can manage to write the computer program, which I might not be able to do, but if I can, I shall be announcing some details about that. Maybe next week. Maybe next week. Once I've announced that, I shall put in a few things which I like, just to make sure they remain near the top, you see. And then you'll be able to make some suggestions. Right. I think that's the important bit which needs the thinking over. I can carry on playing records and wait until Jenny arrives. I wish actually have a really great record from 1966, actually. Last night your shadow fell upon my lonely room. I touched your golden hair and tasted your perfume. Your eyes were filled with love the way they used to be. Your gentle hand reached out to comfort me. Record used to be the subject of the music for my one and only video I did. A video of, not of a band actually, of one of my ex, sort of ex true loves, Marion. A bit ex. yeah, it worked quite well actually. So not only do I do computer programs, I also do videos. Although not many. Now, Nigel was saying to me earlier that he met some people who were roadies for some band, and I can't remember which band it was. But one of their favourite bands was Man, and he said, "Hey man, have you got any Man?" And I said, "Yes, I've got an old single somewhere, but I don't know where it is." Well, I found it, but unfortunately it's cracked. Well, in fact, it's more than cracked, it's split in several places. But funnily enough, it mostly, and I say mostly, plays. Apart from the occasional pops and clicks on it, I think the needle is actually going to go round in the grooves. And so for those people who Nigel met who I can't for the life of me think who you are, this is Day and Night. Singing a song to an empty room and then hoping the people will applaud. Searching out pictures of friends she has known and then trying to believe it there's a God. We'll be right back. I don't like to boast, actually, but I'm quite a wonderful person. I write computer programs, I do videos, and I also hold shattered records together with sheer willpower. Well, I had a few clicks and pops in it, but amazing enough it plays. I really wish this was RFL TV, and then I could show you the state of that record, and you'd never believe it would actually play. Right, 4 minutes to the 11. If you'd like to write to me, the name's Kenny Miles, 148 George Lane, Lewisham, London, Southeast 13, 6HW is our postal code. And this is a band who RFL sponsored to oblivion, a band called Triarchy. Although I believe they still play a few pubs in a slightly different form. But they had this single out once upon a time called Save the Calm. Maybe the world just wasn't ready for the music of Triarchy. Now earlier on today, I was discussing with me dad, Mark Ashton, the relevance of the 60s music in today's world, and we didn't actually come to an answer, but concluded it was good. Some of it almost stands the test of time, like this one from 1966 on the Rolling Stones. Have You Seen Your Mother, Baby, Standing in the Shadows? Standing in the shadows. Now you got another baby. I think you can almost headbangs on that if you turn it up loud enough. No real heavy metal guitar in there, but they only had 25 watt Vox amplifiers in there in their days in 1966. A couple of old valves strung together in an old biscuit tin. That was the sort of gear once upon a time. And that was the Rolling Stones. Well, it's 3 minutes past 11 and Jenny's not here yet. I expect she'll be here fairly soon, coming zooming up the road on that Puch Bonneville 50. She would kill me if she knew I said that. But that's the truth of it. It's only a little bike. I'm sure she's going to say different when she gets here. Somehow I've got to work out how to wind this program down, although it's going to be difficult if Jenny does get here. I'd play some nice music just to sort of get you ready for a good night's sleep, ready to have a really good bank holiday tomorrow. I think this gets a little bit slower. It's from Hawkwind. Off their original album, at least I assume it's the original one, called Hawkwind. And this is Hurry On Sundown. Work by Lemmy of Motorhead, or now of Motorhead anyway, and that was Hawkwind back in the early days of about 1970, Yes, that's it. 1970, Hulk Wind and Hurry On Sundown. I think we've just about achieved that. The sun has gone down a little while ago. Mind you, the evenings are getting very long lately, aren't they? It makes you want to do some strange things, like go and visit your nearest wood and set up a transmitter in it or something. 8 minutes past the hour of 11 here on 92FM Radio Free London with myself, Kenny Myers. If I was to play this for someone in North London, quite a long way North London, it wouldn't be too far from the truth. It's Heart and Crazy On You. Dreamboat Annie, and that's Crazy On You. She's here, and so I'm going to get another chair for her in a minute so she can come and say things even louder than what she said at the moment, which isn't much.
Hello, everybody.
That's the sound of Jenny Leather. A bit later on, we get to describe her motorbike to you. In the meantime, I'm going to play a record because I absolutely love it. I think the woman singing it is the most ugly bitch ever known in this whole wide universe. But the lyrics are just too much. It's unfortunately one of these sort of new wavy type sort of things. I think it's great, actually.
Love is a stranger than I
Rumble, rumble. Yes, well, it's Jenny Leather here. Myers has got lost in the cupboard somewhere for a minute. Would you like to tell me what that was, Myers?
That was the Eurythmics.
The Eurythmics. Did you hear that? I hope you did. Anyway, there's a record of mine now. It's Toto from their latest album, This Is Africa. Toto there, and what is it? Africa. Oh dear, I'm not awake. I think it's about time everyone else was in bed, don't you? It's getting a bit late, isn't it? What is the time? 11:20? Is that right? I don't know. Myers isn't back yet. Anyway, we'll carry on without him. This is John Lennon from the John Lennon Collection, and whatever gets you through the night. Gets you through the night, eh? I don't know. I could tell you what gets me through the night, but they'd probably ban it. Anyway, on with the music, as Myers isn't back yet. I don't know what he's doing, right? He's disappeared. So this is Joan Armour Trading from her album Me, Myself, I. And this is, I've forgotten the title. Well, is it tomorrow yet? I don't think so, no.
Great.
Is that finishing?
Yes, I think so.
Right.
You're back then.
I'm back. I've made our instant headphone adapter. I sound all sort of lopsided.
Yeah, I do.
How's that? Are you a little bit?
That sounds better. Yes.
So I put a bit more of that on, then people will be able to hear your voice. Well, that's Jenny Leather, actually. She hasn't been on the air for well over a year now.
I know. Yeah. Isn't that long?
It is a long time, isn't it?
Dear.
It's a very long time.
Know.
Yeah. Any loved ones to tell us about tonight?
Oh, I don't know. She'll see.
Oh. I shall be playing a record for someone nice a bit later. But I can find it. Actually, we've only got half an hour. I better find something nice for someone in North London who shall remain Imogen. And also, are you going to tell us about your motorbike a bit later?
Oh, I don't know.
Well, I have mentioned it, and I'm sure everyone's waiting to hear your version of the story. Mm. So you think up something good, and I shall play this.
It's called The Man on the Silver Mountain, this one. Hey! You're the man! You're all!
some heavy metal.
Thank you.
Thank you. That's Rainbow, the man on the Silver Mountain. I think possibly that's the last sort of fairly heavy sort of thing we've got for tonight. At least that's all I've got. I don't know. Have you got anything sort of really loud and...
Not particularly.
No. I wish we'll save that for tomorrow. Are you going to be here tomorrow?
Yeah, I might pop down if I'm invited.
I'm sure we can fit you in somehow.
Oh, jolly good, I'll be down then.
Are you going to tell us anything about your motorbike yet?
Well, it's a very nice little motorbike.
Yes.
And,
it's got wheels on.
It's got wheels on, yes. And I like it anyway.
Yeah.
I could do with something a bit faster.
Mm.
You know, like 500 or something.
Yeah, do you know what I was calling it?
What?
A Pooch Bonneville 50.
Thanks a lot. No, well, it gets me around.
Yeah, well, that's what it's all about, really, isn't it? Getting around. 25 minutes to the hour of 12, which means we've got 25 minutes of this echoey mic to go. Although it's not echo if you get up close like this. But,
I
haven't had a shave yet, so she's not, we can't get that close. I'm growing my beard again. Yes. I'm going to play the next record for Imogen, actually, because I can't remember how the lyrics go. I hope it's fairly appropriate. But it sums her up, I think. It doesn't mean to say she's old and scratchy. It's Neil Young and A Heart of Gold.
Record's finished. Well, Myers has gone off again. He keeps doing this. Excuse me. Click. Yes, Heart of Gold, Neil Young. A lovely record. I love that one. Anyway, hold on. He's coming back. Is he coming back? He's coming back. He's back.
I don't know how I'm going to get in there.
I don't know. No, he's nearly killed himself once trying to get... Oh, we've got a very small studio, you think. Okay, Myers?
If you could see this...
you wouldn't believe it.
Amazed.
Dexterity.
You have to climb over the chairs.
Yes. Oh, whistle.
I'm on.
Jolly good.
I'm just trying to find the scotch now.
Oh, yes, we've lost the scotch now.
Rachel!
Oh, dear.
If I drop it... Look at that, two fingers.
Marvellous, look at that. You're going to have a drink now. I think it's about time I had a drink.
Love Scotch? Or
a little drop more. That's enough. Lovely.
I mean, you're not driving tonight, are you?
No, no. Thank goodness. First drink up. I can't even say it. I haven't even had, I can't say it.
Would you like... I know this is totally irrelevant to the world at large, but would you like Coke or lemonade?
Coke, please.
You would like Coke?
Yes, I'm a Scotch and Coke fan myself.
Oh, right, jolly D.
Mm-hmm. That's lovely, thank you, Miles. Cheers, everyone. Thank you.
Arrivederci and...
Shall I play the record? Do you think they really want to listen to this?
Probably not,
I'll play the record. Bit of Bob Marley. Don't know whether he likes Scotch and Coke. Do you think he did?
No, he's a Rastafarian, it's only into grass.
Oh, well, there you go.
I don't drink, I only smoke.
Only smoke?
Only smoke, yeah.
Oh.
Don't drink at all.
No, never mind. Nice record, though.
Yeah.
Shut
say that record makes some interesting noises in my headphones. I've got this really cheap old pair of headphones on, which are a bit loose, and every time he does one of his bass notes, it sort of goes a really sort of rude noise.
Yes, I would like to point out we're not a reggae station if anyone's just tuned in.
No,
by the way, I do like Bob Marley though.
Yeah, I like his new single, but Buffalo Warrior, isn't it?
I think it's heard called. It.
Yeah, released sort of 2 years after he died, which is very, very, very clever actually.
Yeah, I know.
It was released in Jamaica sort of before he died.
Oh,
but it was
taking its time to get over
here. The banana boat must have been slow.
Yeah.
I think, what was it anyway? I know it's off Exodus.
Oh, Natural Mystic.
Natural Mystic.
It's a nice record.
Yeah, I didn't really hear a lot of it.
No,
life, universe, and everything as per
most,
normal,
most
actually.
Carries, wasn't it?
Yeah, I'm just actually using delaying tactics because I haven't got any more suitable records. We have got a postcard to read out.
Just seen it, actually.
Because Jenny hasn't seen it. It was posted in what comes before November? June, July, August, September, October. In the 11th of October 1981. But it was actually to the both of us.
Yes,
says,
and I'd never seen it.
No, it's got a picture of Steve Hackett on it. So it's a picture, postcard, or a photograph, or whatever, or something. Actually, it's a real photograph, isn't it? And it says, "Dear Kenny and Jenny, I hope you'll find some time to play this tape on RFL. It's a band called Vox Dieu, Voice of God, and it's the demo I've been sending to all the record companies without any luck. Hope you enjoy it. Anyone needing a band for a gig, there may be no charge. Please thank The Undertaker for his note. A reply should reach him soon. Yours, Tom Harris."
Friend of the Undertaker's,
eh? Yes, do you remember the Undertaker?
Yes.
Used to have this peculiar thing going with Julie Patchouli. They'd never met, but they used to sort of put comments in each other's letters to be read to each other on air. Them were the days, back in 1981.
Is anybody going to send us any letters, do you think?
Well, I expect now you're here, you'll get all these randy men sending you letters.
Oh, I never did before.
Proposals of marriage and all sorts of wonderful things.
Oh, dear.
Right, I think we've delayed long enough. That's taken at least 1 minute of time, and a nice sort of record, which doesn't follow the last one at all, but since we've talked long enough, no one will notice the difference.
Lift me, won't you?